Episode 94, Raise Your Hands.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? Yes, today is a day of praise. Yes, it is. I don't know what you're doing right now, but I want you to know that you are amazing. Yes, you are. And oh, I just can't wait to chat today. So we're going to get right to it, okay? I am so glad you stopped in. This is our time of really just building you up. We kind of go through roller coasters in life. We've got those hills, you know, those mountains and valleys. We've got those high peaks and some really low ditches, right? You can relate to that. I know you can. And it can change for a woman. It can change in a instant, absolute instant. It's just like, oh, it's gone, you know, or yes, I did it, woo, woo, you know. And so where are you on the spectrum right now of your life roller coaster right now? Where are you? Are you up high, touching the clouds, and you just feel like, God, this is awesome. I can't be any other place but right where I'm at. Or are you kind of floating down in the ditches, and maybe you're going through some really rough times right now, and you just feel like you're covered in muck, and no matter what you do, you're just turning the, it just like every stone you turn is like it gets worse and worse and worse, and you feel like your life is crumbling before you. Know that God hears you. And I started thinking about this, and I thought, raise your hands. When was the last time you raised your hands? And you're like, whoa, Christiane, really? You want me to raise your hands? Yes. If you are running right now, raise your hands. If you are walking on that treadmill because the weather's still yucky outside, raise your hands. And I want you to ask a question. Got you. Yes. I want you to ask a question. How many of you, when you were growing up and you were in school and you were not even necessarily the shy one, you just didn't want to ask the question for fear of maybe being wrong, for fear of not saying what you thought was expected of you to say? Maybe you didn't raise your hand because really you didn't know the answer. Well, you know what? God says this, Matthew 7:8, everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Raise your hands. Yes, moms, women, it's time to raise your hands. I can remember when I started my journey and I was running. Remember, I'm not a runner, okay? And so I was walking the track, and then, you know, my laps would become running laps, actually, not just walking laps, you know? And then I was running, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 miles a day. Yes, that felt awesome. But I can remember at the very beginning, God began to work on me. And I remember running this lap, and I got to the end of it, and the one end of the track, and it's a big high school football field, okay? And that big, huge high school football field, on one end of it literally is a graveyard, okay? I must say I've never visited the graveyard there to see who was buried, but it had been around for years and years and years. Anyway, though, they named that back zone area graveyard. Okay, that made sense, right? Well, interestingly enough, when I was coming around one morning and I was running it, and I came around there, it was like God hit me, and all I could do was raise my hands. And I had question after question after question for him. At first, it was, why me, Lord? Why am I here? What am I to be doing? And at the end was, thank you, God, for what you've done. See, raising your hands, man, that's for praise, and that's for questions first. It's amazing how when we're on those roller coasters that we find ourselves just really kind of trapped. And we can't get off it. You know, we're on this track and we're like, okay, I'm just holding on. You know, you find yourself silent. I look at it, kind of looking at it as from the perspective of excuses, okay? Some of you are like, well, I didn't raise my hand because I really didn't know the answer. Or, well, I wasn't sure. Or, what if somebody laughed at me? Or, well, I don't know. I just, where are you in that as an adult right now? You see, if you look from the perspective of excuses, sometimes our excuses become our mute. You know that mute button when you want to talk on the phone, but you don't want anybody else to hear you? You hit mute. That mute button so you can't hear the other person, okay, because you really are done with them. Sometimes our excuses become our mute in life. If you don't ask questions, you won't know the consequences, good or bad. Instead, you decide to hold on and just roll with the punches. You go with that track wherever it may lead. Raise your hands. Yeah. Where are you today? Where are you in that? Okay. Are you high up on that roller coaster because you have raised your hand and you have asked questions? I think it's so important that we use that energy of what questions do. When we raise our hands and we ask questions, that actually gives us information. It gives us results. You know, think of it like this, okay? Sometimes when we don't raise our hands and we're silent, silence can become this huge tree and you find yourself hiding behind it, whether it's not wanting to be noticed or desiring someone to search for you. Yet God gives you a voice to express and ask questions. Raise your hands. You know, wherever you are today, as you're walking through, whether you're going off to your work and you find yourself, oh, if only I knew this, or man, I hadn't thought about it this way, or with your children, really, sweetie, what was the reason that you didn't obey mommy? What if you actually asked a question? Now, you may not like the answer, but by asking a question, it opens yourself up for dialogue, for communication. God created us to communicate. We are communicating beings. We're just not noisemakers. What better way to become your best selfie than by asking questions? Raise your hands today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Because remember, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're guaranteed the moment. That's what I love. Be present. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I have a question for you. How many situations have you gone through, okay? Maybe, you know, in and through your life where you have sat silent, yet you still had questions. Maybe you had a really tough relationship, okay? Maybe you had a major breakup. Did you ask questions? You can learn from those. The answers may sting a little bit, but what you gain from it may actually be bigger than the sting that you think is going to happen. You see, everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open. Matthew 7:8. Today is a day of praise. Raise your hands and call out, Mom. Call out, lady, because you are worthy. God sees you as being worthy, and you need to see yourself as that. Don't hide behind that tree, for you are worthy to raise your hands and ask a question. Now, when you do ask that question, be bold. Be bold and be brave. By asking a question, you're going to hear a response. Be open to the response that is going to be told, because we all can learn by raising our hands. Be bold, be brave today, because I know that just holding on tight on that roller coaster ride is not fun. You get stuck on that track and there's no way off. But if you want to take a detour, raise your hands, okay? Think about where you are right now and how that can help you. It's going to push you forward in the right direction. I just know it is. No, I'm praying for you. I pray you have a magnificent week, that you will be blessed with many, many special, wonderful surprises along the way. Be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you, because you matter. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Have a blessed week. Hugs, kisses, and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.